Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
I feel like there's a lot of birthdays today. I don't know why. February 8th. Anyone got a birthday today?
Let me check my birthday list. Well, see
shut
if any
out.
Of my friends have any.
It's the Vibe Check. My name's Moose. That's Breezy. Welcome to the show, you guys. So, who's in their good vibes this morning?
So many people.
Look at all of them. Knocking at the door. Let's let them in, Breeze.
Okay.
What, are you checking your list of friends and who's got a birthday today?
Yeah, I have a running list of birthdays on my phone.
I know you do.
Of my friends.
You have so many friends.
I do have a
even
lot.
Even if you haven't talked to them
friends.
In 12 years, you know, you still reach out to them. I have a guy. We call him the mayor.
No birthdays today. No birthdays.
You have that one friend. This friend is that guy for me. The mayor. Most people know the mayor, Pete Kennedy. He's been on radio for years and years. This dude has called me every single year on my birthday since I was 18 years old. Every year. And then 4 years ago, he called me in the middle of June and left a long voicemail. Happy birthday, bro! I'm like, what is he doing? He's never slipped up like this. Then the very next day, he follows up with another voicemail. Sorry about that, Moose. I got you confused with the Amherst mascot, Moose.
You're like easily confused.
You're drunk.
Sure. Are you being blacked out there? Thank you.
Oh, I love him. Who's here, Breeze?
Let's get a Coors Light on me. All right. Vibes are high today. Our youngest turns 3 tomorrow, and we're throwing a big party for her on Saturday. That's from Amber.
Yeah.
So not today, but tomorrow.
All right. Happy birthday.
Go, Amber. Go, daughter. Go, everyone.
So this is Amber's daughter's birthday?
Yep.
Got it.
Cutie. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. It's going to be a great day. We're having a Super Bowl party for a few hours at work today. Go Niners. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Marky Mark.
Marky Mark.
Go Niners.
What do you do for a Super Bowl party at work? You just kind of, everybody dresses up in their jerseys and pizza and cake.
Pizza.
Pizza, dancing.
Chicken wing dance.
Yeah.
Cyclone. Yeah, I don't know. I don't
field
know.
Field goals. Spiking the ball.
Hunters.
I love it.
Quarterback sacks.
Listen, any excuse you can get to step away from work for a couple hours while at work.
Right.
You can't beat it.
No, fully. What are you doing for the Super Bowl?
I don't know. I was disinvited. Or no, I yeah. should say uninvited, whatever. Is disinvited a word? Let's say it is. So I was disinvited. If okay. you say it with confidence, people will believe you.
Right.
So I was disinvited from my going to my brother's. And basically my sister-in-law gets on the phone and she's like, hey, because I was in mid-conversation with my brother.
She my rips the phone out.
Right. Interrupts and goes, hey, what are your plans for Super Bowl? I was like, I don't know. She goes, well, you probably don't want to come here. I wouldn't suggest it. There's going to be a lot of kids. We don't really have a lot of room. I was like, you know what? That's fine because I don't really want to spend an entire evening surrounded by a bunch of Kansas City Chiefs fans. That's not my idea of a great time.
She put the kibosh to it.
Right. She doesn't want me there.
Screw.
You know what pisses me off is that I spent so much money to buy my nephew last Christmas. All of this Bills gear. Stephon Diggs jersey. Buffalo Bills catching gloves. What else did I get him?
Take it back. All that. He doesn't deserve it.
And he traded it all in for Chiefs stuff. I was like, well, you got to give it. I want it all back now.
Yeah. You can definitely fit into the jersey.
Chiefs.
Screw them. Let's have our own party. You and I.
Aren't you going to Duffy's down the hall?
No.
You said you were.
Did I?
You absolutely.
I say things all the time. I don't mean.
Oh, yeah. All right. I don't know what I'm doing yet. I'll play it by ear. I'm not that excited, though, for the game.
I know. I know. I'm not either. But we have to get excited. We have to get the food. We got. I want to eat your weenies or whatever it is that you make. What do you make?
I don't know.
Pigs in a blanket or something?
I do something different every year.
Okay. Well, I want to eat it. And, you know, I think we should get something in the books. You and I.
Yeah. Like well,
the
we
team
need
a, that we are.
Yeah. We need a whole bunch of people to come, though.
Do we?
Yeah.
Why can't it just be the two of us?
I don't. I'm not comfortable. I'm not comfortable with that. Spend enough time with you one-on-one.
Oh.
All right. Who else is here?
Radio silence. It's fine. My son turns 5 today. Woo!
Happy birthday.
Shout out. This person says, I'm in my good vibes today because it's my Friday. Have a great day, Moose and Breezy.
Yeah, you too. Appreciate that. Love a 4-day work week. Well, unless
we've
you
had
work
a 4-day work week like the whole month of January, which was amazing.
I know. Vibes are up today. It's Thursday. It's going to be a high of almost 54 degrees today. The sun's going to peak by probably 8 and then maybe go away, but who cares? And then tomorrow, same thing, 50s, might see some warm weather Saturday as well. Yeah, all in all. You know what? I'm a little sad because trying to figure out what's going on with my grandma. She's 99, and she's hanging on for whatever reason. We don't
When's
know what
her birthday?
It is.
April?
April 27th. April
Probably
no, April,
get to her
April 20 April 27th.
No idea.
She's going to be 100.
Yeah.
But she's ready to go and she's not letting go and we can't figure out why.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times when you hit that age, you know, even the hospice nurse told my mom, you know, my grandma's in the home right now, but they're like, she's holding on for something. We don't know what it is yet. And older people will do that. And wasn't sure if because my sister-in-law and brother had the twins. So my mom kind of wants to FaceTime to say, you know, here
the
they are
here,
introduce
yeah.
them. I don't know, but I kind of want to go after work and just see her and see what's up. It,
yeah.
I love her and she's lived a full life, but it's not exactly the quality of life we have in mind for her.
Correct.
You know?
Correct.
So.
She knows your home and stuff though, right?
She does, yeah.
When like, I know you visit her often, but yeah. I mean, I didn't know if she thought that you were like visiting or.
She comes in
know.
And out of it. Yeah,
right.
She comes in and out of it. I love her dearly. Mm-hmm. She's my last grandparent left. And I feel very blessed. I feel very lucky to have had her in my life for as long as I have.
Yeah.
But it's at a point now where it's like,
99, wow.
We kind of want her to kind of let go. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just, she's had so many strokes.
Yeah.
And she's just kind of. Hanging around. Yeah. Yeah, hanging on. Anyways.
For sure. Well, shout out, Graham.
Shout out to my Grams.
That's your good feels?
Shout out to my grandma, Anna. Yeah, she'll be okay. I'll keep you guys updated. What's okay. up with you?
I don't know. I don't really have, like, that much to report. It was kind of a hard night last night. Emotionally, and when you get into those emotional states and those emotional, dare I say, spirals, you sleep really good. So I have my one good thing that's been going on this whole week. I've been like sleeping in bed by like at least 9 o'clock. So
that is really good. You need to sleep. I mean, we're up really early.
I do. And my sleep schedule has been absolutely whack for 5 years I've been here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm really, really taking that into priority for this year.
Good.
Making sure it's super important to sleep. And, you know, I'm trying not to rely on melatonin that much, but if it's helping me, see ya. You know what I mean?
People are like, Moose, why do you look so young? Well, I drink a lot of water and I get a lot of sleep. So,
yeah.
Just a little tip. It's a little health tip for today.
And you spend hours and hours on your skincare routine.
I sure do. I got a great skincare regimen. If you guys are interested, hit me up on my social. Hi, Moose. A Rochester woman said her son found butchered animals outside of the Eastman Dental on Elmwood Avenue. I won't go into too much graphic detail, but this is a bizarre story on these animals' deaths. I'm going to touch on this, talk about what happened yesterday afternoon, coming up next on PXY Mornings. Stay there.
Wake up. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
For breakfast.
The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Just a fair warning. This story is a little bizarre, you guys. I'll try not to go into too much graphic detail because it's only 6:30. But a Rochester woman said her son found butchered animals as he left an appointment outside of Eastman Dental on Elmwood Avenue yesterday. So the Humane Society of Greater Rochester, they showed up. They're investigating the discovery of two deceased dismembered goats and a chicken.
What?
Outside the dental building. Why they left it there, I don't know. The animal deaths do not appear to be natural. I think we know that. A spokesperson said there were some other items on the site that suggest this could definitely have been religious in nature. The Humane Society said it's an active investigation. There are no suspects at the time. The boy's mother commented saying she believes it was definitely some kind of sacrifice. I've heard of crazy things in Rochester, but not that, she said. It's horrible, and I think about these poor goats and what they went through before it actually happened. It's absolutely terrible. A spokesperson for Eastman Dental said the remains were quickly removed from the lawn, and the University of Rochester's Department of Public Safety is currently investigating as well. That is a rough scene to come across, especially after you just got your teeth cleaned. I don't know what's happening with that.
That's really...
But a lot of people saying, as far as like sacrificing animals and religious nature and whatnot, that's what they're leaning towards. Who left them there, when they left them there, that's all what they're trying to figure out right now. I'm assuming in that area, because it's the U of R, I'm assuming there's cameras within the vicinity, right? I don't know.
Right,
I mean, there's
sure.
got to be. So they'll they're looking into that, and I'm sure we'll get more information, but I'm kind of intrigued.
So Eastman Dental, like, is right there where, like, Strong and all of that stuff is.
On Elmwood Avenue?
Yes. Yeah. Very highly populated area, whether it be, hospital workers, students. I mean, it's right there in College Town. So it's like, why there?
I don't know.
So strange. And it's not even like, I don't know. They're just kind of... Not rare animals, but out
goats.
Of the ordinary animals.
Yeah, we're talking about goats and a chicken.
Yeah.
And, you know, not to go too into depth about this, but the mostly animals that are mostly sacrificed are goats and chickens.
Really?
Yes.
Based on what?
People who are into like witchcraft and all that type of stuff.
Really?
People who, weird sacrificial stuff.
Oh my God.
This is a bizarre story, but I hope they find whoever did this. I really do.
So strange. All right. Let's move on here to a tad happier story.
Please.
The community celebrated Susan B. Anthony's birthday.
Yesterday?
Yes.
Hey, that's our girl right there.
Pop off. The birthday of the women's suffrage movement leader, Susan B. Anthony, is just a week away, but yesterday an event was held at Rochester Riverside Convention Center on Wednesday to honor her legacy. Obviously all about women empowerment and pushing that agenda forward that she left upon us. She's such an icon, such a movement leader, and it's so awesome that she's from here. From Rochester.
No, I know. Susan, has anybody ever been to the Susan B. Anthony house?
I haven't been to her house, but I've been to her grave.
A lot of us have.
Yeah.
Do you remember a couple years ago? I wouldn't say it was a couple years ago. I forget when. They were renovating the house, and they found that letter from way, 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 way back in the day under the staircase.
I think I do. Yeah, I think I do know what you're talking about.
I love history. I really don't, do.
But, like, I love this. People in attendance said that there's still work to be done for women's rights. The annual birthday celebration is a fundraiser for the Susan B. Anthony Museum and House, which you're just talking about, which is looking to make major renovations. Lawmakers decided to dedicate $10 million in funding for said renovations in the 2023 budget. So last year, the state gave a bit of a good chunk of change to make sure that that house is, you know, up to date with all the renos it needs to continue to serve the community on a daily basis. And
there's so much in the city. So much. We're talking about the George Eastman House, the Susan B. Anthony House. Frederick Douglass is buried here. Statues everywhere. I mean, there's so much history in the city. We love to see it. Not to mention all the sex appeal Susan B. Anthony had. Ooh, those glasses. All right, coming up on the show, you guys.
Are you sexualizing an icon?
Last week, we had the discussion of when it's appropriate to set up a GoFundMe page. And then we get this call from Mike who says, yeah, I just set one up for myself to help fund my divorce.
Mm.
Is Mike in the wrong for asking for help from strangers to help fund his divorce? We'll get him on the phone with us coming up and have him share why he thinks he's in the right. It's coming up next on PXY Morning. Stay there. A lot of people who have been divorced just know how expensive it can be.
Mm-hmm.
It drains you. How many of you think it's okay to set up a GoFundMe page to fund your actual divorce? Mike does.
Oh, dear.
Would anyone agree that Mike is thinking outside the box when it comes to trying to pay for this divorce? Or do you think he's using GoFundMe for all the wrong reasons? 585-252-9800. Let's get right to it. We'll get him on the phone. Hi, good morning, Mike. You there?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's up?
Hey, man. what's the situation here? You got to give us the entire breakdown.
So you guys have been talking about like GoFundMe pages last week or Monday. And, you know, I have to agree that like if you're using it for something, you know, as like stupid as like you bought a car and you can't make your payments. I mean, I just think you're a terrible person for using it like that.
Right. Sure.
But, you know, the reason I set up mine is because I recently found out that my wife of 2 years has been cheating on me.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. I mean, it's bad. I have video evidence and, like, I confronted her with it. And so there was nothing she could do but come clean.
Video evidence.
Oh, wow. Yeah. What did you do? You set up a GoPro in the bedroom?
The Ring cam of this guy coming in.
Oh, got it. Got it.
Yikes.
Yeah, not just once. So, like, there's no, like, oh, he was just here to fix something. Like,
right.
Started down that road. I mean, it's just, you know.
It's traumatizing,
terrible.
Mike.
Right. Well, and then, like, her excuse was, she wasn't even apologetic about it. She just said that she was not happy in our marriage anymore and that she wanted a divorce.
I think there's other ways to go about that.
So she's the one that wanted the divorce. Got it.
Well, I mean, she beat me to it. But yeah, I mean, yeah, I was hoping we could work it out. But after talking with some attorneys, I began to realize just how expensive this divorce is going to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like, not only is it going to be expensive, but after I'm done, who knows how much or if I'll have anything left or even a house to live in. So I didn't know what else to do. And so I set up a GoFundMe just in case anyone wanted to help out. Like there's no pressure.
Did you post the link anywhere?
Yeah, I'm assuming you've already posted this.
I did. But like to my friends on Facebook, like not like even a public post.
Just my 2,000 friends on Facebook.
Okay.
Wait. Does your ex-wife know about this?
I mean, she's aware. She does. All she cares about is just getting out of this thing and getting with this dude. So, I mean, I really,
that you,
what she thinks, I could care less.
Right. That's totally fair. Have you gotten any help so far with the GoFundMe? Have people contributed? Like, does anybody have a problem with you doing this?
I've gotten a few, like, you know, some $20 here or there.
Right.
But my brother caught wind of it, and he calls me and demands that I take it down immediately. told me that I can't have it up.
Yeah.
Told me that it's just embarrassing, that I should be embarrassed, and that putting an imposition on all my friends and family to, that they're going to feel obligated to join.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, help me out. And I, like, it got pretty nasty. And in the middle of this, like, heated argument or conversation, whatever you want to call it, he says that everyone knew that she was going to cheat on me and leave me high and dry. Yeah.
They saw something
before
you did.
We got married.
Well, love is blind, Mike.
Well, thank God for the ring camera. But the fact that he thinks that because everybody knew... or knew that this was going to happen, that I should be embarrassed and take it down. And it just makes me look even more like an idiot for putting it up when everyone knew.
So is it safe to say that your brother's not going to contribute to your GoFundMe page?
He is definitely not. He's told other people apparently that they should not.
Did you feel a little awkward putting this GoFundMe page up, though, just to kind of fund your divorce? Because people go through divorce, and granted, yes, it is expensive. But do you feel a little awkward, like, hey, I feel like I'm kind of begging?
Yeah, you do seem a little desperate.
And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, genuinely, I'm curious.
Well, I mean, let's put it this way. If I was the one who had done something wrong,
yeah,
and in this, if I was my wife in this situation, then, yeah, I wouldn't put anything up there. That's on me. But, like, I mean, she literally screwed me over.
She did you dirty.
Yeah.
And like, now it's going to cost me a fortune to get out of this.
Right. Yeah. Have you confronted the guy she was cheating with? Or are you just, like, done? I don't want any drama.
I'm not confronted him. I mean, it's not going to go well either way. And what am I going to get in a fight over someone that doesn't matter at this point?
Right.
Yeah. All right.
You know, well, I just want to be done with it.
I don't think... I don't really agree with this, if I'm being honest. And, like, do you not have any, like, family to lean back on or friends that can help you get on your feet? Like, I just don't know if you're really going to get the, like, what was your goal on GoFundMe?
I mean, not much. I'm hoping for 10 to 12,000. I mean,
10 to 12,000. Not much. What is going on?
Lawyers,
you know how
are
much
expensive.
Divorces cost?
Yeah, they're expensive.
I don't, and I hope I never find out that price tag.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I mean, got that. Then, like, if I lose the house in this, and I got to get a down payment first and last month rent. I mean, it gets expensive before you even, like, talk to the judge.
Yeah.
You're out several grand.
Mike, we got a lot of texts coming in, buddy. 585-252-9800. If you're on the same page with Mike, would you contribute to his GoFundMe page to fund his divorce? Mike, I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for the call, but good luck on hitting your goal of 10 to 12,000.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a long way off now, but you know,
he's like, I have $200 in there.
No, sorry, Ben. I don't
more
mean to
than
laugh.
That, but it's not by much. But,
right,
you
right.
Know, I'm hoping.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, dude, and best of luck to you. I'm sorry your wife did you dirty. You're better off, obviously.
Oh, you and me both. I mean, thank God for ring cameras. Otherwise, I would be living in like an idiot.
Yeah. No. I'm. Thank God for ring cameras is right. All right, man. Best of luck to you. Okay. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, man.
Okay. Take care.
Yikers.
It's a tough scene out there, isn't it?
I hate that for Mike.
Marriage is a tough scene.
He's like, I love my ring camera. I'm like, okay.
The first text that came in is from Jim. He says, GoFundMe is for asking people for money when you need it the most. He isn't doing anything wrong by asking people to help fund his divorce so he doesn't go broke because of his horrible wife. I think everyone is just pissed off they didn't think about this idea first.
Oh.
Diane says, this is the type of stuff that GoFundMe needs to ban from their page. This guy Mike is in the wrong. I understand divorces are expensive, but you asking strangers, especially ones who have been in his boat, to give him money is just not okay. Figure it out without begging people. Yeah, I don't know how you... I mean, this... So she's in the wrong, mm-hmm. And that was going to cost him 10 G's just to get out of it.
This person says, go to mediation. It only cost me $1,000.
To determine who gets what?
I think so. I think... I don't know. You get married. Getting married although it could be the happiest day of your life, it is a gamble at the end of the day.
Anything in life is.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, what are you going to have for dinner? Are you going to enjoy it? You know, that's a stupid example. Laura's here.
Very. Couldn't be stupider.
Laura says, divorce can ruin you financially. I lost everything after my divorce. My husband moved out of state, left with our two kids, and left me with the two kids. I barely hung on for years, but I got a business degree, started my own company, and I wish I would have thought about the GoFundMe idea, but I think figuring out how to get out of your horrible circumstances sends a much bigger message of the type of person someone is instead of begging.
Right. True.
Thanks for the text, Laura.
I don't know.
You
sorry,
do you,
Mike.
Yeah, you I mean, do like, you, man.
I mean, whatever.
Kudos for thinking outside the box.
I guess.
You know, it's kind of all subjective. Listen, GoFundMe is there for a reason. I know a lot of people that put it to good use. Like, hey, someone's house just burnt down. Let's get all the neighbors to help this person out. Let's get them back on their feet.
Right.
Other people, like a couple months ago, like Breezy, wanted to start a GoFundMe to raise money so you can send her to the Bahamas on a vacation.
That was for mental health reasons. So, thank you
You're
very much.
Out of your mind. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY.
98 PXY.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.